Well, till midnight, I guess.
And then...
In the morning again.
So, well, what would you say if someone was leaving your house after dark?
Good night.
Would you ever say that when you were meeting them?
Good night? No, I don't think so.
Do you ever say, good day?
No, I didn't. Maybe you could. I don't think I ever do.
Well, if you started to work before it was light outside, you'd say you started to work before...
Day.
Or?
Before daylight.
Is it another way of saying?
Before morning.
Well, you know, right after daylight is what time?
Dawn.
And dawn is at?
Daylight.
I'd say, he's going to be murdered at...
Dawn. Shot at dawn.
Or
sunrise.
And then the time after that when the sun...
Set.
And you call it set or?
Sunset, yeah.
And today is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday was?
Yesterday.
And Thursday is?
Tomorrow.
And if someone came here, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, you'd say he came here?
Sunday before last.
And if he was leaving, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after that, you'd say he was leaving?
Sunday after next.
What's that?
Sunday after next.
And if someone stayed from the first of the month to the 15th, you'd say he stayed?
2 weeks.
Or about a?
Half a month.
Would you ever say
fortnight? No, I never use that word. Some people do. No.
You hear it?
Fortnight? Oh, yeah. It's just not in my vocabulary too much.
Well, if you want to know the time of day, what do you say?
What time is it?
And if it's halfway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, what time do you say it is?
7:30.
And, or?
Another? Half past.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, well, I've been doing that for quite...
some time.
And is there another way of saying that? Quite...
for a long time, or quite a while.
And if 1975 was last year, so 1976 is...
this year.
And if a child has just had his third birthday, you say he is...
3 years old.
And if something happened on March 3rd, 1975, you say that happened exactly?
March the 3rd, 1975.
But see, that's today, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you say that happened exactly?
Today? A year ago today, huh? Oh.
And where does the rain come from?
Cloud.
And what do you call a day like that when it's not raining, it seems clear
cloudy.
Sky?
Cloudy. Okay. Is it clear as the sunshine?
Oh, I thought it was clear.
That's a little clear. I mean cloudy, I think.
If it was clear, what would you call it?
Sunshiny.
If it, if it was the opposite kind of day, it was real cloud? Just a heavy cloud cover?
Well, just dark and cloudy.
And
by the way, we are dry. We need rain in this country. All of the state of Texas is dry.
Well, I think it'll be in a few days from what I
heard. I hope so.
Well, what if it's, if you're expecting rain or snow and it's been clear, you say the weather is...
change. Change in the weather.
And what about if it's been cloudy, but the clouds are pulling away?
Breaking away.
And what do you call a lot of rain in just a little time?
Rainstorm?
Oh, if it rains for an hour, maybe just an inch, then it stops. So we had a...
heavy rain.
And what about if it's a lot of thunder and popping?
No, thunderstorm.
And if the wind is... from that direction, you said the wind's...
south.
You said the wind's south?
Uh-huh. If it's that direction, the wind's from the south.
What's that direction?
Northeast. Southeast. Northwest. Southwest.
And what do you call it when it's raining, but not a whole lot, just sort of constant?
Sprinkle.
And if you can't see the pecan trees, it's just a heavy...
pouring.
Well, it's not rain, but it's just white. Yeah.
Snow, you mean? Oh,
it's not white, it's just, it's just
fog, you mean? Oh, fog.
And that kind of day would be a...
foggy day.
And it hasn't rained here in a long time, so what do you call this?
Drought.
Would you call it this if it had only been 2 or 3 weeks?
No, that's not a drought that long, just a little dry spell.